You may have some questions about the fan experience tomorrow. What to expect? What it will look like? Where should you go? Etc. Well, if you do, we've got the man in studio with us right now to answer those questions. He is the Vice President of Event Operations and Guest Experience for the Buffalo Bills, a frequent contributor to our show, Andy Major. Andy, thanks for coming by.
Murph, great to be here. We're very excited about tomorrow, I'll tell you that much.
You're working pretty hard these days, aren't you, getting this thing
together? Yeah, hoping to grab a couple hours of sleep tonight. But...
Hey, we want to invite callers and listeners. If you have comments or questions for Andy, he's always willing to answer those questions. The phone line's open, 803-0550, or toll-free from outside Buffalo, 1-888-550-2550. I guess the biggest question I have, Andy, is it's kind of a new stadium getting in and getting out. So if you're used to going and parking in the same place and walking in the same gate and you've done it for 20 years, what do you do tomorrow? How do you get started?
You know, there are definitely some changes for the positive. As far as getting here, you know, the directions fans are used to taking from Buffalo or from the North Towns or South Towns, still the same. But what's great now for fans is the parking lots and the gate numbers coincide. So if you are going to park at lot 2, you're going to enter gate 2. If you're going to park at lot 3, you're going to enter gate 3 and so on. So that really helps for fans, especially that don't know the facility as well as maybe some others. And it really streamlines things for us from a, you know, helping fans over the phone when they have questions on how to enter the stadium, where to park, which gate to go into. And boy, when you see the signs, I mean, you can't miss them. From the parking lot sign to the gate sign to the suite and club member entry sign, the numbers are all the same. They really help you get in very easily.
Is it fair to say that people who've come to the games for years and know kind of where they know where their seats are, they know kind of where they've entered in the past, that generally they should enter somewhere in that vicinity tomorrow?
Honestly, you know what's going to be kind of cool, I think, is to hear from them. Because, yeah, I think it's really not going to be a hard thing for fans that know our stadium. They're going to look at the facility. They're going to look at the stadium and go, oh, yeah, this is where I used to come in. I can't believe how different it is. It's beautiful. It looks great. Hopefully they say that. But the access and the location of their seats are the same. You know, so that's going to be a cool thing for them. It's just they have more space. Right. So they can get in easier. They have the larger concourses, the monumental stairways and the ramps. All that's changed to make it easier for them getting in and out to their seating areas.
Andy Major, our guest. He's the Vice President of Event Operations and Guest Experience for the Buffalo Bills. If you have comments, questions, lines open, 803-0550 or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. So you actually get your ticket scanned, and hopefully that's expedited that process. That's part of what this is all about, the Super Gates, right?
Yeah, you know, the ticket office has done a great job with really improving technology and kind of getting up with the times. And you know, most teams already are doing a lot of these things. So, yeah, you're going to have a season ticket that, you know, it's just a card.
Yep.
And it's your season ticket card for the whole year. And it's got a barcode. And you can forward that electronically. And fans that receive it can bring either their cell phone and have their cell phone get scanned with the barcode, or else their paper ticket that they print at home and use that as a scanned item so to get into the game. So, yeah, that's going to be very interesting in streamlining things as well and making it easier. And then for some of the fans that maybe don't want to do that or they're not ready to change yet, you know, they still can bring the hard ticket like they always were able to. So ticket office has really accommodated everybody with this one.
You get through the gates, you get into the stadium, and it's pretty easy to with some signage that is, for the most part, in place. You've got a north side of the stadium is blue, right, and the south side is red.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
that makes it easier to get around.
It is, you know, there's a ton of new things, and the signage is beautiful. The look of the stadium is clean. It's fresh. It's new. But it's still a work in progress. I mean, we've got dirt with grass seed in it, and we've got trees that were just planted. And, you know, we've got this blue-red side thing going on, which is great, but not all the signage is up yet. You know, all the critical signage is up, all the wayfinding, directional, that type of stuff is up. But, you know, fans are going to notice, oh, there's a banner. Well, that's just temporary to get us through this game. And so they're going to miss some of the maybe graphic signs that aren't quite up yet with our logos, with player photos and that kind of thing. That's last second. And that's going up right after this game. Hopefully before Thursday, we'll have most of that stuff in too.
Let's talk for a second about concessions, Andy. There are more options and more points of sale throughout the stadium, right? Including on the 300 level up top there.
You know, you know, the concession level, that's a major, major transformation. It's an anti-major transformation. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's clean, it's new looking, it's fresh. There's space, there's point of sale. You know, you can actually swipe your credit card and you don't have to worry about paying cash. So, and there's more lines and more points of sale. So there should be, you know, less people online. There should be faster transactions, quicker transactions, better food choices, and just lighting and space. And that's the major change there is the lighting, the space, and the additional sale points.
You know, we've talked to you a couple times about your fan advisory board that you put together. It sounds like a lot of these changes are a result of kind of the dialogue you have with fans over this.
Well, you know, you're right. Some of them are. I mean, one directly is, you know, we've had an excessive standing issue over the past few years and for a long time. But mainly, you know, it's not you can't stand and enjoy the game and cheer the team on when there's exciting plays. It's those times in the game when maybe someone's standing up, maybe they've drank too much, the rest of the section's sitting, and there's no action going on, and they're kind of wrecking, you know, the experience for some of the rest of the fans. But fan advisory board said, well, do you guys have to sell those seats? Well, maybe not. And that's what we did. So we took those seats off sale, the
Which
first
seats?
Two rows
okay.
of the four sideline sections on both sides of the field, which are, you know, some of the higher price tickets. So we took those off sale. We eliminated those seats altogether, and we've tarped those with our royal blue color, and we put the player program banners on there, you know, to really dress it up and make it look nice. So we think, you know, eliminating at least those first two rows is a good start to hopefully help us in that transgression of, you know, fixing the excessive standing issue. Because the first two rows of those sections, people stand because they can't see over the players, so they continually get up and stand. So that's going to really help us out, we believe. And that was a great suggestion by the fan advisory board that did come to fruition this season.
And just to be clear, there's no prohibition on standing during the course of a game,
Absolutely
right?
not. And that, I know, has been something that some fans tease us about. Oh, now you're not letting us stand. Well, no, that's absolutely not the case. I mean, yeah, please. Stand up, cheer, you know, when we score touchdowns and field goals, and when we're up 40-10 on the Patriots or the Jets. Hey, this is the time to get excited, yeah, and pumped up like they always have been. And they're, you know, what better fans than what we've got? And we know what kind of fans we have here. And then they're loyal and they're passionate, they're loud and they're proud. And, you know, it's a tremendous experience. And people know it's electric at the Ralph. And I think, you know, this is just another way to make it better for those fans in those areas. And this is just one little thing for people to think about when they're standing and there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
And those are the complaints we always get and we always deal with. And when we do talk to a fan that does that or that does excessively stand, and they understand, they know what they're doing, and they sit down, and they appreciate what's going on. You know, the issues we really have is maybe when someone is inebriated or it's a little bit over the edge and they can hardly hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
So
we're with Andy Major. He's the Bills Vice President, Event Operations and Guest Experience. Phone line's open. If you have comments about tomorrow night, what to expect, what to look for, 803-0550, the number, or toll-free 1-888-550-2550. What else should fans know about coming tomorrow? What has changed or what might be tweaked a little bit differently than what you've done in the past?
Well, I mean, I think what the fans are going to really notice a lot of is a lot of staff. They're going to see their neighbors, their friends working at the Ralph. And we've got more guest services staff. We've got more security. We've got the same amount of sheriff that we had last year, the 128 uniformed Erie County sheriff. So, you know, we have really, in this offseason, tried to be that third piece. You know, you're the stadium. The stadium is going through a beautiful transformation. It's going to be tremendous for fans to see and experience. And we know the on-the-field transformation is very exciting right now, too. You know, we have huge expectations. And, you know, our company goal is win. You know, from head to toe, from Russ Brandon all the way to our entire staff, we want to win. And we're behind the coach 100% with that. And then the third piece is the fan experience, the staffing. And that's what we've really focused on with our training, with all the staff and that and the visibility and their friendliness and providing a safe place, a clean place, which I hope fans will enjoy, a comfortable place. And you know what? It's a friendly place. You know, we're the city of good neighbors. We've got great staff. And arguably, in my opinion, we've got the best staff in the entire NFL. They're friendly. They care. You know, we care about fans' experience. And we take it very personal when someone has a bad time. And because some of those people are our friends and our family members that are coming to the games.
I always thought, and I love the Kids' Day game because it is a different vibe when all those young people come in the stadium. First of all, the sound of the crowd is different. It's much more high-pitched, a lot of shrieking. But I always like the Kids' Day atmosphere here.
We love Kids' Day. We love Kids' Day. You know, it's so great to see families and kids come out to the game, and that's our goal. We want more families, more kids at all of our games. And when you have that, when you have that family atmosphere, you know what? Some of those adults, boy, do they get more responsible. They're still loud. They're still crazy. They're still having a great time. But guess what? So are the kids. So are the families. Everyone's into it. And then you're eliminating some of the negative things that might happen with fan behavior when you do have 20-year-old adults that might be drinking too much and not thinking so much about the fans around them.
Sure.
And the kids around them and say stuff accidentally or things like that. So we love Kids' Day. It's probably our most fun game of the year for all of our staff to work.
Andy, the last couple of years, the Bills have implemented, the league has implemented new rules as far as what you can bring in, bags, et cetera. Can you just kind of review some of those rules that people have made?
Yeah, you know, thankfully for everybody, there's no changes to last season. So it's still the same. The bag policy is the same as last year. So it's, you know, a clear bag smaller than 12 by 6 by 12 inches are permitted. 1 gallon clear plastic freezer bags are permitted. And small clutch bags the size of a hand, which is basically 4.5 by 6.5 inches, clutch purses mainly for females. So, you know, we always recommend fans, you know what, if you really don't need to bring a bag, don't bring a bag. Most fans don't, and they come right in, and there's no search. It's just it's very simple for them. But we understand fans want to bring some things in and have a bag to do that. And, you know, this policy really alleviates that and lets that happen.
We've got a call for you here from Eric. Eric has a question for Andy Major. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, thanks for taking a call. I've been to soccer stadiums in Europe, and they allow you to prepay almost like a team debit card for concessions. And
yes.
Since you guys have moved to the technology of using cards for tickets, the natural progression is to kind of use it as a debit card for concessions that just keeps the lines moving more efficiently because you're not exchanging coins and cash the whole time. And these debit cards, they have recharge stations strategically placed by the concession areas. And you can probably recharge them online when you're not at the games as well, just kind of throwing out there as an idea.
Sounds like a good idea.
That's a great idea, Eric, and thanks for the call on that. I mean, I will tell you, that is something that we're looking at now, and the technology we're trying to have in the stadium for the infrastructure to handle that. Great idea. It's something we'd like to incorporate into our season ticket cards, those cards that will also have dollar amounts that people can use at concession stands eventually and have recharge areas. That's a great idea. So we don't have it 100% the way Eric described it, but yes, that is a direction we'd love to go to.
Here's a call from Dan in Tonawanda. Hello, Dan. You're on the air.
Yes, excuse me, Andy. I wanted to check with you on what happens after the games. The past several years, perhaps going back a little bit further, there were actually some restrictions on the gates as far as their being open. And I know that the new gates are going to let a lot of people in quickly. I'm hoping that the gates will be similarly open at the end so that people aren't trapped inside.
Hmm. Dan, your hope is our command. We are doing that. I'm really glad you brought that up, and thank you for calling, Dan. Yes, the gates that you're coming into are the gates you're going to leave. What a novel idea, right? Yes, so there will be much more space for fans to egress. There won't be those pinch points that fans, like Dan just mentioned, that we've had in the past. And that was one of the areas that we got feedback from people like Dan and season ticket holders that have said to us, geez, you know, it's tough getting out of here sometimes. Yeah. You get pinched at the gates, and can't you open up more gates? And, you know, at the time we had turnstiles, you couldn't really do that. And, you know, you'd have these little turnstiles to walk out just for thousands of people, and it just didn't work great. But now, yeah, it's going to make a big difference, people leaving the stadium quicker, safer, more comfortably, And that ultimately helps you have less issues.
And I just said this to Steve Tasker a few minutes ago on the show. I sat over there this afternoon, beautiful day, with Mark Honan, chief marketing officer, and I said, "Do you believe this place is 41 years old? I mean, it's amazing what's been done over there."
You know, we keep telling everybody it's a brand new stadium, especially from the outside. So it is new on the outside. And the inside, it's the Ralph. It's the same place, the same sight lines, the same feel, that electric feeling that fans get. You're still going to have it. And I think it's going to be even more magnified because those scoreboards are gigantic.
Yeah.
And there's three of them now. And you have another ribbon board, plus the ribbon board they already had. Plus, we redid the entire ring wall on the field. And it looks great. So I think, you know, fans are going to be excited before they even kick the ball off and have a play. They're going to be just antsy and ready to go. I mean, I'm ready to go.
I am too. I can't wait.
Let's start playing.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for coming in. We'll get you in here during the season a couple times, and because people always have questions for you.
We care. We care about the fans' experience, and we hope that by showing we care, that what we're doing with the stadium, what we've done in the parking lots, that fans will continue to notice that, appreciate it, hopefully, and then things will change for the better.
Yeah.
And we've noticed very, very good changes in fan behavior in the lots. You know, our arrests, our ejections, our incidents are going down. And we really appreciate the fans' feedback on everything we're doing. And whether they agree with everything or not, we'll be happy to let them know why we're doing things. And most of it is because we're trying to make it best for the 100% of the fans, not the 1% or 0.5% of fan that maybe wants their own way.
Thanks, Andy.
So, fun times.
Yep. Andy Major is the Bills Vice President, Event Operations, Guest Experience.